From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in North Korea looking to nail down specifics of Kim Jong-un's commitments to U.S. President Donald Trump last month. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Kim told the president in Singapore he's committed to denuclearization, but there's growing skepticism about whether the North Korean leader will actually follow through. Pompeo says he wants to fill in some details on Kim's commitments, but it's unclear what either side has in mind. National Security Advisor John Bolton said earlier this week Pompeo would give the North a plan to finish dismantling its nuclear and missile programs within a year, something the State Department walked back just 2 days later. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A rescue diver has died while trying to rescue 12 boys and their soccer coach trapped in a flooded cave in Thailand. However, diving expert Bruce Conniff, speaking on NBC's Today, says despite the tragedy, there's still a good outlook among rescuers.
I've never seen more optimistic people in my life. Everybody. I've never heard anybody speak negative. Everybody is positive.
Rescuers have weighed whether to teach the boys how to dive and swim out, but they're also trying to find an alternative way of getting them to the surface. The United States and China launched what Beijing has called the biggest trade war in economic history Friday. Washington imposed 25% duties on $34 billion of imports from China, the first in a series of possible increases that U.S. President Donald Trump says could affect up to $550 billion of Chinese goods, more than the total amount China exported to the U.S. last year. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is sounding optimistic about his upcoming meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Fresh off last month's summit with North Korea's leader, President Donald Trump says he's ready for his upcoming meeting in Helsinki with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Trump, will he be prepared for the meeting? Trust me, we'll do just fine.
Trump's European trip will start at the NATO summit, and at a rally in Great Falls, Montana last night, Trump said,
I'm going to tell NATO, you got to start paying your bills. The United States is not going to take care of everything.
The NATO summit takes place next Tuesday. Mike Gracia, Washington.
British police are scouring sections of Salisbury and Amesbury in southwest England, searching for a container feared to be contaminated with traces of a deadly nerve agent, Novichok. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley has more.
More than 100 officers are looking for clues in a race to understand how two local people in Amesbury were exposed to a nerve agent that was produced in the Soviet Union during the Cold War. Police believe they were somehow exposed to a contaminated container that may have been used in the March nerve agent attack on ex-Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia in nearby Salisbury. Zaria Shakili, London.
AP correspondent Grant Pack reports divers have scoured the wreckage of a boat with Chinese tourists that sank in a storm off Thailand's southern resort island of Phuket.
Late Thursday, 48 people had been rescued. They were first put into life rafts and then lifted from life rafts into various boats, including fishing trawlers that had gone to the scene, which took them to the mainland. Unfortunately, with the bad weather and the darkness, there was not much that could be done to look for the other people who are missing, which means 49 tourists plus the crew. The search for anyone missing resumed on Friday morning, and one by one they've been finding bodies either in the boat, which is overturned and I think sunk at this point, or floating in the water.
21 people are dead and about 35 others are missing. The execution of Japanese doomsday cult leader Shoko Asahara leaves unanswered questions about Aum Shinrikyo, who carried out the 1985 sarin gas attack on the Tokyo subway that killed 13 people and sickened 6,000. Japanese government spokesman Yoshihide Suga confirmed that Asahara was executed on Friday. The authorities said six other cult members were hanged. Sudan's official news agency says South Sudan's rival leaders have reached an agreement on security arrangements as talks continue on a peace deal to end a five-year civil war. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.